My name is Rachel Otwell. You're listening to Illinois Edition on WUIS. Those background noises you're hearing are because I'm reporting right now from the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Museum, and I'm here with Claire Thorpe. Claire, tell us your title and a little bit about where we're standing right now.
Yes, my name is Claire Thorpe. I am the guest services manager here at the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Museum. I am so blessed to have been here for the whole 10 years. We are currently standing in front of Union Theater that shows In Lincoln's Eyes. This will be a backdrop for a new theater production in 2015. We will still show Lincoln's Eyes. It is a favorite, and we would never do away with that. But we're going to add a theater presentation that is called The Battle Hymn. And it will take our guests from the very beginning origins of that song clear up into how it changed throughout the Civil War to what it is today. It's going to be a very immersive one-man theater production. It's one of the most complex things we've ever undertaken here at the museum.
And so we know two big anniversaries are coming up, the museum's 10th year and the 150th year since Lincoln's death. You have an exhibition lined up that keeps both of those in mind. Tell us a bit about that.
Our newest exhibit is Undying Words. And it focuses in on the scholarly 150th anniversaries of the second inaugural address that Abraham Lincoln gave. It focuses in on the end of the Civil War and, sadly, the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. When guests come, they are truly going to see how Lincoln transformed over a seven-year period, how he felt, how he was so involved in what the troops were doing on a day-to-day basis. This exhibit is featuring over 100 artifacts, 100 artifacts just in one space. It's just so hands-on for our guests to be able to see those type of things and just to feel the emotion that Lincoln was feeling.
There was also a new announcement about a sort of treasure, I would say, that people didn't know about, an artifact that came off Lincoln's hearse. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, I can tell you a little bit. I personally have not seen it yet, but one of our wonderful members of our foundation had access to some rare findings, one in which was the medallion on the Lincoln hearse. Now, the person that actually owned that didn't even realize what he had. And it's like we say here in our theater presentation, The Ghost of the Library, you never know what treasures you're going to find in someone's attic or when you open that box, what you're going to find. And so we are so excited to have found this treasure, and it will be on display the month of April.
And then you also have some new digital features that are planned for the coming year. Tell us about those.
Yes, the museum is going digital. We hope to launch it around Lincoln's birthday. And what that is our guests will be able to download an app to their devices, their cell phones, their iPads, what have you. And when they do that, as they are going throughout the journeys of the museum, they can capture the treasures that we have in our library. So if you are standing in front of the slave auction, for example, you will be able to use this app and gain more information about that scene, about the artifacts that we have in the library, in our stacks. We'll also have a fun component that is for the kids that come in. It actually works like a scavenger hunt, and so it really gets them more interactive with our exhibits themselves.
And there will be some lectures on Civil War battles.
We will invite, you know, the crowds to come. There are going to be a lot of events, but the museum has been very careful in that we also want to promote our city, and we want to promote the events that the Funeral Coalition is hosting, that the Hoagland Center is hosting, that the University of Illinois is hosting. So we are working in collaboration to assist in offering this wow agenda during the assassination.
The actual anniversary of the 150th year since Lincoln was assassinated, what's the date of that?
It would be, he was actually shot on April 14th, but then he passed on April 15th.
Are you expecting a bump in tourism?
We are. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We have had 3.6 million visitors visit our museum since we opened almost 10 years ago. It is my personal goal and hope that next year we will hit that 4 million mark, and we will be the presidential museum that leads the records for attendance in 2015.
There will be an exhibit based on the assassination, and we already mentioned the rediscovered item that will be a part of that. What else will be on display for people to see that's directly related to the assassination of Abraham Lincoln?
Sure. We actually, in our treasures gallery, during the month of April, we will bring out artifacts that we have in our stacks that currently aren't on display that will give a good picture of what occurred in April. I will be honest with you, the historians have not shared all of that information with me, so it's still a surprise for me, too, and a secret. As soon as we get that list together, we'll be sure to share it with you.
I thought I had seen something about, I don't know if it was the bed that he was on when he died.
Yes, in the exhibit, Undying Words, that exhibit was a collaboration with the Chicago History Museum. First time we have ever had a collaborative partnership with another museum to put on an exhibit here. And as part of that partnership, the Chicago History Museum loaned us the deathbed in which Lincoln died on, as well as we have the Lincoln's carriage that they owned during the time that they were in Washington, D.C.
So lastly, we'll talk about the recreation event that's coming up. Tell us a little bit about that.
That is the Funeral Coalition, and it is their event. We will be offering a weekend pass, though. We want to encourage visitors from all over to come and participate in their event, and as well visit the museum while they're here. So anybody visiting during that weekend will be able to get a weekend pass so they can come and go visit the other activities that are happening in Springfield. When you got an hour, stop back by here. But we are working in collaboration with them. That is the Funeral Coalition, though, that is doing the reenactment.
That involves, though, reenacting the hearse going, is it going to go all the way from D.C. to Springfield?
It is my understanding that that does go all the way from D.C. And as it comes here into Springfield, I believe they will have a vigil. I believe they then will move it from the old state capitol down to the tomb, and that there will be a march.
All right. So we've touched on a few of the things. It sounds like there's a lot more even planned for the coming year here at the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Museum and Library. How do people find out more information if they want to check out all the events coming up?
Yes. We have a website that is 10 years with an S, Lincoln.com. If you go to that website, you will find the calendar of events for the year. Besides the scholarly events that we've already talked about, we're going to reach out to different audiences and host a lot of family events. We're going to have pets in the White House. We're going to have an egg roll for the kids. We are going to have a fancy Nancy tea and soiree. If you're interested in how did this museum come about, we have a five-part creator series that you can hear from the designers, the artists, the composer that actually made this museum so immersive.
All right, Claire Thorpe, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.